Oh, I forbid ye, maidens a' that wear gowd in your hair, to come or gae by Carter Haugh, for young Tam Lin is there. For there's nane that gaes by Carter Haugh but leaves wi' him a wad, either their rings or their green mantles, or else their maidenhead. Now gowd rings ye may buy, maidens, green mantles ye may spin, but gin ye lose your maidenheed, ye'll ne'er get that again. Fair Janet sat in her bonny bower, a sewn a silken seam, and she wished she was in Carter Haugh, amang the leaves sae green. Sae Janet has kilted her green kirtle a little abin the knee, and she has snooded her yellow hair a little abin the bree, and she's awa' to Carter Haugh as fast as she can hie. And when she cam to Carter Haugh, Tam Lin was at the well, and there she found his horse standing, but awa' was he himsel. But she had nae pood a single rose, a rose but barely in, when up then started young Tam Lin, saying, Lady Leah Tullane, what gars ye poo the rose, Janet? What gars ye break the wand? What gars ye come to Carter Haugh without in my command? Well, it's weel I poo the rose, says she, without na leave o' thee, for Carter Haugh it is my ain, my daddy gave it me. Now he's ta'en her by the milk-white hand, and by the grass-green sleeve, and he's laid her doon on the fairy ground, at her he's asked nae leave. And when he'd had his wills o' her, his wills that he has ta'en, he's ta'en her by the middle sma', set her to feet again. Now she turned her richtin' round about to spear her through love's name, but naething she heard, and naething saw, and all the woods grew dim. So Janet has kilted her green kirtle a little abin the knee, and she has snooded her yellow hair a little abin the bree, and she's awa' to her feathers haw as fast as she can hie. But when she cam to her feathers haw, she looked sae wan and pale, they thought the lady had gotten a fricht, or was sickness she did ail. There were 24 maidens a playing at the ba', but then cam the Lady Janet, the floor among them a'. There were 24 maidens a playing at the chess, and out then cam the Lady Janet, as green as ony glass. Hoot then spak in all grey nicht lay o'er the castle wa', alas, alas, fair Janet, he said, we'll be blamed a'. Haud your tongue, ye'll ford nicht, some ye'll dith may ye dee, feather my bairn on whom I will, but I'll feather nane in thee. Hoot then spak her feather dear, he spak sae meek and mild, oh, ever alas, fair Janet, he said, I fear ye gae wi' child. Well, if I gae wi' child, father, my sel maun bear the blame, for there's nae a laird into your court to gie the bairn his name. And if I be wi' child, father, 'twill prove a wondrous birth, for a wee lass swear I'm no wee bairn to ony man on earth. Yet if my love were an earthly knight, as he's an elven grey, I would na trade my ain true love for ony laird ye hae. And the steed that my true love rides on is fleeter than the wind, whistler he is shod before, wi' burning gowd behind. Hoot then spak her brither dear, he meant to dae her herm, there grows a herm on Carter Haugh, well twine you and the bairn. Well, Janet has kilted her green kirtle a little abin the knee, and she has snooded her yellow hair a little abin the bree, and she's awa to get her haw as fast as she can he. But she hadn't put a single leaf, a leaf but barely twa, when up then started young Tamlin, saying, "Lady, thou poos nae mair. Who dare ye pull the leaf, Janet? Who dare ye break the tree? Who dare ye scathe the bonny babe that we got in our play?" "Oh, tell me, Tam," says she, "for his sake that died on tree, were ye ever in Haley Chapel or saint in christened he?" "The truth I'll tell to ye, Janet, a lee I would nae gie. A knight me got, a lady me bore, just as well as thee. Roxburgh was my grandfather, took me with him to bide, and it fell out on a summer's day, as hunting we did ride. There came a wind out o' the north, a sharp wind and a snell, a deathly sleep came o'er me, if from my horse I fell. And the Queen of Elfland, she took me in yon green hill to dwell, and pleasant is the fairy land for those that in it dwell. But at the end o' 7 years they pay their tyne to hell. I am sae fair and full flesh, I'm fear 'twill be mysel. The night is Halloween, lady, the morn is Hallow Day. Say, when me an ye will, for weel a wat ye may. For at the mirk in the midnight hour, the elven court is ride, and they that wad their true love win, at Miles Cross mun they bide. But how should I ye ken Tamlin, a how should I borrow you, among sae mony unco nichts, the licht that ne'er I saw? We'll get ye doon into Miles Cross atween 12 hours and one, and fill your hands with the holy water, cast your compass roon. And the first company that passes by, say nay and let them gae, and the next company that passes by, say nay and do richt say. But the third company that passes by, then I'll be ain o' thee. And first lay by the black, and sign lay by the brun, but quickly run to the milk-white steed, poo ye his rider doon. For there's some that ride on the black, and some ride on the brun, but I ride on a milk-white steed wi' a gowd star to my croon. Because I was an earthly nicht, they gie me that renoon. My right hand will be gloved, lady, my left hand will be bare, cocked up so my bonnet be, and came it in my hair. And these are the tokens I gie thee, be sure I will be there. Ye'll tack my horse then by the head, let doon the bridle fa', but the Queen of Elflin she'll cry out that Tamlin is awa'. And then they'll tod me in your arms into an adder and a snake, but hod me fast and fear me not to be her world's make. And then they'll tod me in your arms into a deer sae wild, but hod me fast and fear me not the feather o' your child. Then they'll tod me in your arms into a red hot god o' Erin, but hod me fast and fear me not, I'll do to ye nae harm. Then they'll turn me in your arms into the barn and lead. I then throw me into well water. I throw me in with speed. For then I'll be your ain true love. I'll turn the naked night. Then cover me with your green mantle. I cover me out of sight. Now Janet has kilted her green kirtle a little up in the knee, and she has snooded her yellow hair a little up in the bree, and she has gained unto Miles Cross as fast as she can he. Aye, gloomy, gloomy was the night, and eerie was the way, as Janet in her green mantle to Miles Cross she did gae. And tween the hours of 12 and 1, a north wind tore the bend, and straight she heard strange eldritch sounds upon that wind which went. And about the dead air o' the night she heard the bridles ring, and Janet was as glad o' that as o' ony earthly thing. And will-o'-the-wisp she went before, sent forth a twinkling light, and soon she saw the fairy bands a-riding in her sight. First she lay by the black, black steed, and syne laid by the broon, but she quickly ran to the milk-white steed, and pulled the rider doon. She pulled him fae the milk-white steed, let doon the bridle fa', and the Queen of Elfland gave an eldritch screech, "Young Tamlin, he's awa'!" And then they turned him in her arms into an adder and a snake, but she held him fast and feared him not to be her world's make. Then they turned him in her arms into a deer sae wild, but she held him fast and feared him not, the feather o' her child. Then they turned him in her arms into a red-hot garden, but she held him fast and feared him not, he did to her nae harm. Then they turned him in her arms into the burning lead, so she threw him into the well water, she threw him in wi' speed. But then he turned her ain true love, he turned a naked man, so she covered him wi' her green mantle, and so her love she won. Up then spake the elven queen, "For you to bush o' broom, oh, she that has borrowed young Tamlin has gotten a stately groom." Up then spake the elflin queen, and an angry queen was she, "Oh, she's ta'en awa' the bonniest nicht in all my company. And what I ken this nicht, Tamlin, gin I had the kent yestreen, I wad a ta'en oot your hurt o' flesh, put in a hurt o' stain. Had you, Tamlin, but had I kent a lady would borrow thee, I wad a ta'en oot that twa grain, put in twa een o' three. And had I but the wit yestreen that I hae coughed this day, I'd a paid my teen 7 times to hell ere you'd been won away."